KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have mostly sunny skies. It's 29 degrees, and we look forward to be mostly sunny today, a high of 59. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. Officials say Iowa student scores have dropped in statewide reading and math tests. The Des Moines Register reports the percentage of Iowa fourth graders on grade level in reading fell to 74.8% last spring from 75.7% during the 2014-15 school year. In math, fourth grade proficiency fell to 79% this year from 80.3% in 2014-15. Jay Pennington is the Iowa Department of Education's Bureau Chief of Information and Analysis Services, and he says the tests are only one measure of success. Until this school year's tests in spring, results in Iowa assessments have increased every year since the accountability exams were begun in the 2011-2012 school year. Officials say it's unclear why there were drops for the 2015-16 school year. Well, bakers at a church in Council Bluffs have packed up their millionth cookie to send to U.S. military personnel who are deployed overseas. The Iowa Cookie Crumbs at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Council Bluffs achieved the milestone on Tuesday. Each month, the group sends homemade cookie shipments to U.S. troops all over the world as three teams of 50 to 60 bakers trade off kitchen duty. Member Deanne Over says Tuesday's shipment included nearly 13,000 cookies. Iowa Cookie Crumbs founder Abby Crawford said extra bakers contributed to this month's shipment, including the Trainer Junior Optimist Club, which donated 960 cookies. Crawford and 15 friends began the group nearly a decade ago in her home. Crawford previously shipped cookies to service personnel in Southeast Asia during the Vietnam War. The Mills County Sheriff's Office reports three arrests occurred recently. 39-year-old Larry Eugene Burns of McClave, Colorado, was arrested on a warrant out of Harrison County for failure to appear in court. His bond was set at $2,000. And 39-year-old Edward Allen Blau of Henderson was arrested for domestic abuse assault. Blau was being held in the Mills County Jail without bond. 34-year-old Joseph David Morrison of Council Bluffs was arrested at the Pottawatomie County Jail on a Mills County warrant for probation violation. His bond was set at $2,000. The Union County Sheriff's Office said yesterday a porta-potty had been stolen from the Farmers Cooperative in Arisbe. The Kaibo was taken sometime between 10:30 a.m. Monday and noon on Tuesday. The loss was estimated at $700. Elsewhere in state news, a northern Iowa farmer has been given 6 months in prison for selling corn that was pledged as collateral on federal Farm Service Agency loans of more than $196,000. 59-year-old Leroy Jones of Floyd was sentenced Wednesday in U.S. District Court in Cedar Rapids. The judge ordered Jones to pay nearly $138,000 in restitution. Jones pled guilty to one count of conversion of property pledged to the agency. He admitted during his plea hearing to removing or converting nearly 90,600 bushels of corn that he'd pledged as collateral. Jones said he sold the corn for nearly $333,000 from December 1st of 2014 to September 30th of 2015. Iowa State University President Stephen Leith has donated $2,500 more to make up for the costs of his accident in the university airplane. Leith and his wife announced previously they donated $15,000 to the university to compensate for repair and storage costs the school originally paid after a July 2015 hard landing at ISU's single-engine plane. The school said Wednesday that the Leiths gave an additional $2,500 after learning the actual costs were $17,300. The original payment was based on an estimate for repair costs that was too low. A pilot, Leith, is trying to move beyond questions about his use of the university planes for a mix of official travel and personal business. The Board of Regents is reviewing whether he violated any policies. The accident came as the Leiths had returned home from vacation. Virginia's Radford University is celebrating the investiture of a new president. The university is installing Brian O. Hemphill as Radford University's seventh president during a ceremony tomorrow, or today that is. The school has over 9,000 undergraduate and graduate students. Hemphill took over in July and previously served as the president of West Virginia State University. He has a degree in organizational communication from St. Augustine's College in Raleigh, North Carolina, and a master's degree in journalism and mass communication from the Iowa State University of Science and Technology in Ames. Ampill also earned a Ph.D. in Higher Education Administration and Policy Studies from the University of Iowa at Iowa City. He succeeds Penelope Kyle, who retired after 11 years as Radford's university president. Presidents of Iowa State University and the Iowa Board of Regents are backing a plan to use school funding for up to 20 years to help pay for improvements at the city-owned airport where their planes are housed. A plan supported Tuesday by the Ames City Council puts Iowa State on the hook for annual payments of up to $74,000 through 2035, a potential exposure of $1.3 million. ISU will pay an additional $250,000 up front. The plan will build a larger terminal at the Ames Airport that would offer some nicer amenities to pilots and passengers. Supporters say the improvements are overdue and would make the airport more appealing to business leaders and others who use private planes. The two city councilors are calling the project a major financial risk. State transportation officials say they're planning to test driverless cars on a section of Interstate 380 in eastern Iowa sometime next year. The DOT is partnering with a company called HERE that's creating real-time maps of I-380 road conditions to guide those driverless cars between Iowa City and Cedar Rapids. Michael Miller, a truck driver who makes deliveries across the country, told KCRG-TV that he believes the roadway safety will suffer.
They're always on us about what we got to do to be safe. But if they put something out here that's going to drive itself, who's going to be in control of that? A computer? Computers mess up more than humans do.
Scott Marler with the DOT disagrees. He said the computerized vehicles and freights will have HD maps in them that will constantly update road conditions, and they will always know what's ahead.
More than 94% of crashes are tied in some way to driver error or driver choice. So with these technologies, we also know that the potential is there to reduce crashes by more than 80%.
Officials picked I-380 between Iowa City and Cedar Rapids for the driverless car project because of the high volume of freight traffic.
We do believe this is the future of transportation in Iowa, and we think it's closer than most folks think.
Miller, the truck driver, isn't just concerned about road safety. He says he's worried about losing his job if driverless cars become commonplace.
This is all I know to do. You take this away from me, what else am I going to do? You know what I mean?
An Iowa developer plans to transform a complex of long vacant historic structures in Des Moines into a stunning new housing complex. The $41 million project will be the largest investment in Des Moines' south side in about 20 years. Developer Blackbird Investments estimates it will bring about 400 construction jobs plus to the area. The renovated housing project will include 142 apartments featuring geothermal climate control, nearly 11-foot ceilings and 6.5-foot windows. 13 acres of green space, space and trail systems will connect a host of community attractions, such as Blank Park Zoo, Blank Golf Course, and the Fort Des Moines Museum, along with Fort Des Moines Conservation Park. The news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.